Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 235. 235. We've been personalizing Psalm 91 and we're on verse 10. So what, go along with me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Let's say it again. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Say with confidence, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. What is plague? Nega. Nega in Hebrew means what? Blow. Neither shall any blow touch you, because Jesus has received all the blows. He was your sin substitute and he was your sickness substitute. I know that this is what God wants you to hear. And this is such a blessing, because what is doing in your life is immunization. This is more than any COVID immunization you could ever receive. This is the immunization for life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And keep listening. Keep listening. Keep listening. Hallelujah. Okay. So we're looking at Romans 6:14. We said, for sin shall not have dominion over you. We said sin and sickness, they come from the same source. Satan is the author of both of them. And so sin will not have dominion over you. Sickness will also not have dominion over you. Then the last thing I want to say is that we should be free from the fear of sickness. Listen, God wants you to be free from the fear of sickness. First John says that fear has torment. Fear, it has torment. Because some of you, you have seen what happened to your father. You saw what happened to your father's brothers. You saw what happened. And there is a trend. When you look at it, there's a trend. And you are the next generation. It's like, hey, what happened to me? What happened to my children? In some families, the men do not live beyond a certain age. Listen, if you're a man and you're hearing me, then I'm telling you something. What am I saying? I'm saying sin will not have dominion over you. Sickness will not have dominion over you. That thing will not rule in your life. What is ruling your family, but minus you. You are in the family of God. And in the family of God, we do not have such things ruling over us. That thing is an enemy of God, cutting down people by the time they are a certain age, flourishing, blossoming, becoming great, and suddenly the thing happens and they are in the wheelchair and they are paralyzed and stroke has come and they have heart issues and they are lying in bed and they are bedridden. Oh, minus you in the name of Jesus. Minus you. New creation, listen to me. It is minus you. Why? Because the Bible says so. The Bible says in Romans, right there. Open it for yourself. Romans 6:14. Sickness shall not have dominion over you. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Oh, say amen and say a big amen to this. Whatever is in your physical family, whatever is in your relatives, whatever you've seen, the trend in your mother, she had the surgery, this one had that surgery, is the same surgery they're having, breast cancer, is the same thing, this one has had it, lumps everywhere. No, but minus you. And when they are talking about it and they are saying, don't sit by it and let that thing have dominion over you, you have to say, it will not have dominion over me. And if it will be a challenge, it was like they will take it up and they will begin to bash you. You can leave their presence. So I'm listening to a call. Yes, you are listening to a call, the call of God. Why should you sit down and hear such negativity? And those negativities, they get into under your skin. They get deep inside. Because words are spirits. Have you not noticed that words do not die? Words don't die. Look at how sometimes you remember something that was said long ago. Your teacher knocked you on the head and said, empty head. And that empty head can ring in your mind for years. You see, or one guy wanted to marry you, said that you were ugly, or said that something about you. That, I don't like, your breasts are too big. Hey, from that time, all you are so conscious of it. And no matter what is said to you, you claim that this thing is with you. So please, In the same way, do not accept any words like that. You know, in this family, we are diabetic.
Man knows me.
You know, in this family, well, you know, the only thing that worries us is that this joint pain minus you. You know that in this family, you know that minus you. Whatever is said, even poverty minus you. Why? You are in the family of God. And poverty, sin, sickness, they are your father's enemies. You are not making any room for them. They will not stay with you. Sin, you will not stay with me. Sickness, you will not stay with me. Diabetes, you will not stay with me. Poverty, you will not stay with me. Every day, you are borrowing and borrowing. It will not stay with you. You are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Bye.